You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, doctor, yes, I really would, but the din in my head, it's an ups and it's no good. I'm standing in a window, so I'm shouting through the wall, and I'd like to give you information, asking for a blood, blood bakes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood bakes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number three. This is Dave Hodges, and I am indeed the host of the Common Sense Show. And we come to you live at this time every Sunday evening from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the East Coast and 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the Liberal Coast. Oh, man, have you seen what's going on in Oregon? Watch my column on Tuesday because I'm going to be writing about Oregon. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. You people are going to be leaving in droves when you hear what's coming. Anyway, thanks go out to Ted Brower for that late-minute stand-in. And again, 5% off for his healthcare products at healthmasters.com. Coupon code is DAVE5. Also, too, I want to remind everybody, we are affiliated with the very best durable food company in the world. You know, Mike Adams has done all the comparative research, and there is no comparison. And who am I talking about? Numana Foods. Go to numana.com/Hodges and use the coupon code HodgesNOV5. Get the peace of mind that comes with knowing that you have prepped your family. Also, we are associated with ReadyMadeResources.com and my good friend Bob Griswold. And I call him King Prepper for a reason. He's really, really good. And a lot of you have written to me over the past years that I've been interviewing Bob and advertising his products, and you go, night vision is just too expensive. Why can't they make installment payments? Well, you know what? You asked for it, and you got it. Right now, Bob is made available credit, and you can buy on credit any of his more expensive products. A lot of his stuff, water filtration, I mean, those aren't high-priced items. But night vision, salty. No question. I agree with you on that. But if the bad guy has it and you don't, you're going to lose. So he now has credit available. And if you call him tonight after the show, readymaderesources.com, go to the website, and you'll have his phone number right there. If you get a hold of him after the show, he's going to give you $100 store credit. What a deal. Thanks, Bob. $100 store credit. And credit available for night vision and some of the other big purchases there on readymaderesources.com. Well, that brings us up to date. Again, thanks to Joe Hagman for the first hour and Ted Brower for the second and appearing here on the Common Sense Show. But we have what's going to be a rather bombastic and I'm sure vehement and all the good adjectives I can put together, because there's nothing more heinous than victimizing children. And I think almost all of us who are decent human beings, regardless of our political persuasion, our religious backgrounds or whatever, we all agree we need to protect our kids. And we have on Liz Croken, who is the primary child sex trafficking researcher in the country. And she has no fear. In my humble opinion, you know, I read everything that's out there, and there's a lot of people doing great work, and thank all of you for doing that. But Liz is at the head of the class, and we're really honored to have her on. So live from California is Liz Croken. Hi, Liz.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me back on.
Well, it's great to have you back on, and this topic has legs. I mean, every time I turn around, I'm just flabbergasted at what's going on. Let me give you one example. I know that you know about this. I'm sure you do. That on day one of the G20 conference, German law enforcement, I think, purposely picked the first day of that conference to make arrests of 87,000 child sex traffickers operating on the dark net.
Absolutely. So this is what people don't understand, and, you know, this is what my role is right now, is that, you know, I've been covering this for months now, and I've specifically been covering how President Trump and his administration is aggressively going after these pedophiles. He's breaking up these pedophile rings. He started at the bottom, now he's working his way to the top. And not only is he doing this nationwide, this is a global effort. that Trump is leading the charge on. And, you know, I get lots of hate and, like, people, you know, want to hate or, you know, people are just, their vitriol and their hate for Trump is so much, it just blinds them from the truth. And it's like, they can't even see the good that he's doing, that he's helping children, that he's saving children from being raped and ritualistically abused. So I feel that my role is to help people understand that, like, A, he is doing this. His administration is going after these pedophile elites. And not only is he going after them in America, he's going after them around the world. So, for example, you just mentioned Germany. It is not a coincidence that this massive ring, which involved online sex trafficking, so it was an online business that brought together a group of about 90,000 pedophiles. Think about that. 90,000 people that want to rape children. That's what this pedophile ring, that's how massive this pedophile ring was. It's not a coincidence that this ring was broken up, and it was announced that this ring was broken up as he was literally landing in Germany at the G20 summit. It's also not a coincidence that President Trump met with the President of the Philippines, and literally within days after the President of the Philippines left D.C., after meeting with President Trump, there was a massive bust in the Philippines. This is not just a national issue for President Trump. This is a global issue, and this is a global effort. And President Trump is leading the charge on this. He started going after the pedophiles before he was even sworn in. He gave all of the authority members in the United States, everyone on the state level, the local level, ICE, people in the DOJ, the good people in the FBI, and the CIA, even though the CIA is so corrupted, but that's a whole other story. But he gave people the green light to really go after these pedophiles. And let me tell you, as someone who's a sex crime victim myself, we have, the government's been set up in a way where victims have nowhere to go, where victims don't have many rights. There have been so many rogue law enforcement officers, judges, police officers, people who are bad, people who are pedophiles themselves, who've been put in positions of power, who have literally for decades been protecting other pedophiles. And some of these people in great positions of power, like judges, like politicians, like FBI agents, like police officers, they themselves are pedophiles and are a part of these pedophile rings. So, you know, this has gone on for way too long. President Trump has known about this for a very long period, and he's made it his priority. And before he was, after November 8th, after he won, before he was even sworn in, we started to see these rings break up. This was not a coincidence. And I start talking about this, you know, immediately after, you know, after the election, and these rings started breaking up, and people were like, oh no, he has nothing to do with it, he has nothing to do with it. Well, one of the first things he did when he did get in office was give a listening session about it. But you know what? The mainstream media didn't cover it. They were all invited to it, but the mainstream media did not cover it. Ivanka Trump, Kellyanne Conway, Attorney General Jeffrey Sessions, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, they have all given press conference after press conference and have had meeting after meeting after meeting about making sex trafficking a top issue of this administration. No one in the mainstream media will cover it. It's a complete blackout. And that's because the mainstream media is not only part of the problem, they're part of the cover-up.
Well, there's no question that they're part of the cover-up, because that's the only way that this could have lasted this long. What do you think
exactly
is causing the sudden emergence of this information, and it's becoming publicly available? I mean, 5 years ago, we really had to dig to get this information out. Now, it's sitting right there on our computers.
Well, President Trump, number one, they're releasing, you know, Rex Tillerson and Ivanka Trump, they gave a press conference about at least 3 weeks ago about human trafficking, and they were talking about some real numbers. I've been told, I think you've been told the same thing, that different law enforcement agencies have gone out of their way to shield us from the human trafficking problem that's flourished in our country for decades. The media and our government have both made great efforts to make it seem like this isn't a problem here in the United States of America. And not only is it a problem here in the United States of America, our country may be the worst. We may be the worst in terms of child sex trafficking. Vladimir Putin, President Putin, will not allow people in the United States to adopt Russian babies because he knows how bad the pedophilia problem is here.
Right.
So, you know, we've had leaders in power, some really corrupt leaders in power, that have, you know, shielded us from this information. Not only shielded us from this information, they were involved in sex trafficking. There's been so many people in government that have been involved in sex trafficking for decades. So they're involved in it. So, of course, they're not going to tell us the truth about it. So, you know, now we have good leaders in government, such as President Trump, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, and Attorney General Jeffrey Sessions, that are making this, you know, a forefront issue, and they're giving us the real numbers and the real information. And I wrote in February, I'm like, they are so serious about this, and this is such a massive problem. There's going to be so many arrests, and we're going to see people at the very top go down, that it's going to get to the point where the mainstream media is going to have no choice but to cover it. When we see someone like, you know, another Dennis Hastert going to jail for raping little boys, sorry, CNN, you're going to, that's news, you're going to have to cover it. Like, they're going to be forced to cover it. So, you know, but here's something else that's going on behind the scenes, with which a lot of people don't understand, is that the sex trafficking is so abhorrent, it's so horrible, it's so unbelievable. I believe that there's an orchestrated effort with the administration to slowly break the news to the public about how massive and rampant of a problem this is. It's very hard for most people to believe that someone could rape a child. You know, it's hard for most people to believe that someone could rape like a young teen, let alone a child, a toddler, or an infant, okay? And it's even more hard for people to believe that someone could rape a child and then sacrifice that child and then eat that child and drink that child's blood. Unfortunately, that's what these people do. They're Satanists. Like, the raping of the children and the drinking the blood, this is a ritual they do. This is the religion. This is how they believe they obtain power. They're members of the occult. They're members of the Illuminati. They're members of these creepy secret societies and group where they all worship Satan, Lucifer, whoever, Moloch, whatever you want to call it. And that is very hard for people to believe. But we did learn from the Podesta emails that that's exactly what's going on. These people are Satanists, and they are trafficking children, and they are going to spirit cooking dinners where they practice cannibalism and drinking blood and who, Lord knows what else. That's very hard for the public to process. It's very hard for, I mean, I cover this stuff nonstop, and I still can't process it. Like, normal human beings with consciences, with souls, can't process this information easily at all. So President Trump and his people understand that they can't just come out one day and be like, oh, hey, one third of the government is raping children and sacrificing them and drinking their blood and their Satanists. Like, you just can't drop that bomb on people. People can't process that information like that. They need it in doses. They need to be conditioned. So what we have going on behind the scenes is that, and this is what I believe, this is my opinion based off of my sources and my research, that the Trump administration is slowly trying to condition the public and to prepare them for what's about to go down. And what's about to go down is that these people involved in the elite sex trafficking and the pedophilia will all be thrown in jail. Okay? So what happened about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, I noticed that, you know, I broke a story on Trump's sex trafficking bust in February for Town Hall that went viral, and Breitbart did a follow-up on it in February. Well, about 2 weeks ago, Breitbart recirculated that follow-up they did on my story out of nowhere, okay? But I've never seen Breitbart recirculate a story that's 6 months old. Well, why would they do that? And who's one of President Trump's top advisors? Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon used to work for Breitbart. This kind of confirms for me that they are really trying to get the public to wake up to the reality of child sex trafficking in our country, and that it's going on with some really horrible people, unfortunately, that are in our government. Now, right after they recirculated my story, within the same 24-hour period, there was all these bad stories coming out about John Podesta, and then, you know, a few hours after the Podesta stories came out, President Trump tweeted about John Podesta. They are slowly trying to condition the public and slowly trying to prepare the public for what's about to go down. And let me tell you, what's about to go down is there's going to be a lot of people in government. They're going to be arrested for a lot of different crimes. But the biggest, most horrendous crime of all is going to be the child sex trafficking. It's no coincidence that Breitbart recirculated my sex trafficking story right before they started breaking stories, or the media started breaking stories, the right-wing media, I should say, started breaking stories about John Podesta and his ties to Russia. And then, sure enough, a few hours after that, President Trump is tweeting about John Podesta.
Right.
Okay?
I completely
that
agree
man
with you.
Should be scared.
No, listen, I do agree with that. But let me tell you, I'm going to jump to the other side of the track and say that I'm sure you know that Putin and Trump have agreed to go after child sex trafficking together, and they did so before the election. In fact,
yes.
Putin came out multiple times criticizing the, quote, decadent West for governments allowing child sex trafficking to occur right under their nose and sometimes even participating in it. But this is why I think, and I'm going to flip to the other side now, why we're looking at the Russian collusion story. There is Russian collusion between Trump and Putin.
Mm-hmm.
They want world peace, and they want to keep people's hands off our kids, and this is what they're desperately trying to stop by getting him out. And this
exactly
is why I think the deep state is making it a priority to get rid of Trump.
Yeah, so I actually wrote a story on exactly that in February. I wrote a story about Trump, Russia, and how it all ties to sex trafficking. Putin, just like President Trump, has known about the child sacrifice, the pedophilia, the elite pedophile sex trafficking, the rape of children. He knows all about these horrendous things that are going on. And it's not just in our country, but it's really bad in our country. President Putin's talked about it before. He talks about it in speeches. The mainstream media won't cover it. Of course, you have to go to RT to find the truth about what's really going on with Putin in Russia. You won't find it on CNN or even Fox News Channel. But President Putin has talked about the child sex trafficking. He's talked about the pedophilia. He's talked about all these horrible things that are going on, not only in our country, but just in Western culture and civilization. President Putin is totally against the New World Order global pedophile elite, and so is President Trump. So them both being in power makes them a double threat to these disgusting, sick, child-raping pedophile elite. So in order for them to get these both of them out of the way, they figured, oh, we'll just lump President Trump and President Putin together and try to kill two birds with one stone.
Right.
So that's why we have this insane, like, Russian hysteria, Russian mania, because they know that both Putin and President Trump are against the New World Order, and they are committed to going after the pedophiles. And so they desperately need to not only get rid of President Trump, they need to get rid of Putin as well. So what better way to do that than to lie and say that, you know, President Trump committed treason because he, you know, colluded with Russia to rig the election and all this nonsense of complete BS, as you well know. That's why they're so focused on Russia. That's why they're so desperately trying to use Russia to take down President Trump, because President Putin is an equal threat to these pedophile elites that President Trump is. And you're right, they both are dedicated to the cause of ending the pedophilia, putting these elite pedophiles in jail, and stopping sex trafficking. You're absolutely right, and that's the real reason why we have this Russian hysteria. I mean, think about it. They have been beating this to death for 9 months now, at least 9 months. I think it's been more, actually. And there's been zero evidence that Trump colluded with Russia at all to win this election. If anything, there's proof that Hillary Clinton did. There's proof that Bill Clinton did. There's proof that John Podesta did. So, you know, it's just complete and total insanity, and the public's starting to wake up to the insanity. And the irony is that what President Trump and his administration is doing so brilliantly is they're letting them, you know, throw their temper tantrums and go down these rabbit holes and accuse them of this and that. And what's happening is that Trump's getting cleared, people in his administration are getting cleared, but what Trump is now doing is he's turning the tables on them and he's putting the microscope on them. That's why you see him tweeting about Hillary Clinton and her missing emails. That's why you see him tweeting about John Podesta and his connections to Russia. He's like, all right, you guys want to open an investigation about me with Russia? He knows he didn't do anything wrong. He knows he didn't do anything illegal. So they're opening this door, this Pandora's box, that they're going to regret real soon that they opened, because he is turning the tables on them. And let me tell you, get the popcorn ready. It's going to be one entertaining show to watch.
I'm popping that popcorn right now, Liz, because I agree with you. Let me tell you something that ex-military intel told me.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me this when I first started writing about this again last December. He said, Dave, it's more than just abusing kids and in rings and selling them for sex. He said, number one, that's what they do. Number two, some of them get sent to the wild for hunting parties, and they're hunted like wild game. And if their organs survive the hunt, the organs are then trafficked.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that what you know, too?
A 1,000%, yes. 1,000%. This is what these people do. They do these human hunting parties. You know, people have to understand, I live and work. I've worked in the White House, and I've also currently am living in Hollywood, okay? And I go to these parties with some of these celebrities. Pedophilia is completely rampant in Hollywood. These people at the top, these elite people at the top in Hollywood, the big banks, really wealthy people, they're psychopaths. They're complete and total psychopaths, and they get off on hurting children, torturing them. They do the human hunting parties. And then what they love to do is to flaunt what they do behind closed doors in the public space via entertainment, TV shows, movies, music, rap music, like you name it. So, for example, the Hostel movies. Okay, there's three of them, I believe. I've seen all three of them, and I watched them for research. The Hostel movies have the human hunting parties, and they do all kinds of, you know, torture. These elites do all kinds of tortures to people in the Hostel movies. But the Hostel movies actually aren't that bad compared to what goes on in real life. These movies are inspired by what these elites are doing in real life. And that's what people need to understand. They literally do these crazy things, the child raping, the sacrifice, the human hunting parties, and then they flaunt it. They flaunt it in the music. They flaunt it, you know, on TV shows. They flaunt it in the movies. I encourage people, watch the Hostel movies. You know, now that I've done all this research on how these elite pedophile rings operate, how they work, I it's like almost every single movie I watch, it's like, oh my gosh, like they are basically exposing what they do in all of these films behind closed doors. They're just throwing it in our face, and people go to the movies and they think, oh wow, this movie's so crazy, like wow, like what a scary fake movie. And it's like, no, actually, that's what these people do. They're so psychopathic. They get off on like hunting humans, you know, Hunger Games style, in real life. Like, this is what these people actually do. You know, and when you work in Hollywood, like I do, you meet people who are like, wow, yeah, I've seen this, or I've heard this, or I've been at parties where there's been minors, or like people are getting hurt or tortured. There was a rapper that talked about, you know, snuff parties that he had been to
really?
TMZ.
Which rapper is this?
I forget the name of the rapper. You can just Google snuff party TMZ rapper. I can't remember the rapper's name. I'm drawing a blank. But there was a rapper that went on TMZ, and he talked about how he had been to snuff parties where they just killed people for fun, kill and torture people for fun. This stuff goes on. Make no mistake. You know, Hollywood started kind of exposing the stuff in films. Going back to Eyes Wide Shut. Nicole Kidman starred in it. Her father's a known elite pedophile who ended up dying before he actually had to face a courtroom for what he did to a big number of children down in Australia. The director of Eyes Wide Shut, there's a theory that he was murdered for actually exposing, what these Illuminati, like Satanist elites do in his movie Eyes Wide Shut. And we just had a rapper, his name's Mobb Deep, and I wasn't too familiar with him until recently because he died. Well, he died under super suspicious circumstances, and guess what? He was exposing the fact that these elite pedophile rings exist. He tweeted about how people in the entertainment industry, particularly the music industry is really bad. He tweeted about how they're sacrificing children. He was actually working on a play to expose Illuminati, and he ends up dead. He ends up dead under total shady, Arkansas-type circumstances. This stuff is real. Like, people need to wake up. They need to do their research. They need to do their homework. And they need to understand that this stuff is real. It's going on. But thankfully, we have a president that loves children, and he's not a satanic pedophile. He's not part of any of these shady secret societies. And he is doing everything he can to end it.
Now, this is... It is, the worm is turning. I would agree with that, Liz. But when we first spoke, I had left you a message because I wanted to interview you several months ago. And you recall that you, for lack of a better term, went into hiding. And the profession is dangerous. I think the public needs to know that. To cover this, you're taking your life in your hands. Do you feel more safe now because of Trump, or have things still remained very dangerous?
I feel safer now. But when he first was elected, I was a little naive. I thought, okay, like right after he's elected, I'll be safe. I was really scared if Hillary Clinton got elected, because let me tell you, I broke a story on Hillary Clinton stealing from her poor donor that it exposed this huge, massive bank fraud scheme her campaign was involved in. And 2 days after that story I did, exposing the Clinton corruption, my dog was poisoned. Okay, so that was a little too close to home for me, and I was thinking, oh good lord, if she gets elected president, I won't be able to do another corruption story on her without getting hurt, or my dog should have died. By the way, the only reason why he survived is because I immediately rushed him to the dog hospital, and I mean, he was on his last breath when he got there. Thank God, he didn't die. But so right after Trump got elected, I was thinking I'd be immediately safe. But that was very naive for me to think, because, even though Trump won, and even after he was sworn in office, our whole government has been infiltrated with really rogue, bad, nefarious people, plants. I mean, we have, Obama worked very hard. He's been very, very busy infiltrating our government with people that are, basically puppets to the deep state. So, even when Trump got in the office, I realized real quickly, I started getting more into the sex trafficking, and I've had some really horrible things happen to me. I was attacked. I mean, I've had some really scary, horrifying things happen to me, and I did leave the country for a while because I just feel my life was in danger. And then, gosh, it's like just when I was feeling like, okay, like things have calmed down, like I can get back to, doing some good journalism, and then I started covering Seth Rich, and the next thing I know, I was blacklisted from the mainstream media for covering Seth Rich, started getting threats for covering the Seth Rich murder. I mean, how crazy that we're in the United States of America, and we have an unsolved murder, and I put out three really good stories that were totally accurate about Seth Rich's murder, and the next thing I know, I'm like censored. It's like we're living in friggin' Nazi Germany. It's like, jeez. But I will say that I do feel a lot safer now, because more people in the Trump administration are talking about sex trafficking. I think there's more people in alternative media that are talking about sex trafficking. And, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, you really do live in danger when you expose sex trafficking and you put yourself at risk. And, you know, my dog, they went after my dog. That's how sick these people are. But at the same point in time, it's like, this is so important. You know, this work is so important, and this is what I truly believe I was put on this planet to do. And it's like, you know what? Like, I don't want to live my life in fear, and I don't want to be stupid. You know, you got to be cautious, but I also don't want to live my life in fear. So I've definitely, you know, scaled back here and there when I felt that my life was at risk. But overall, like, I'm not going to stop doing this. The work is just too important. And, you know, for all the haters out there, the people that, you know, thought I was crazy or this isn't really going on, like, I know I'll be vindicated. I know that these arrests are going to happen. I know the people at the top are going to go down, and I will be vindicated. And, you know, knowing that I worked hard to end this horrible epidemic, I'll sleep well at night, you know. I already do sleep well at night, but yeah, I do think it's getting a lot better. But, you know, even just like 2 months ago, you know, our government has been implanted with so many horrible people that it's like, unfortunately, that's going to take a really long time to drain that swamp. But President Trump's working on it, that's for sure.
I've got a friend who's been in the FBI since we were in college together. And I got screamed at the other day by this person. And they said, you're urinating in the wind, for lack of a better term. And he said, Dave, you're wasting your time. Focus on things you can have a real impact on. And I said, well, explain. How am I not having an impact? And he said, these people, these child sex traffickers, and they're so powerful, he said, they will nuke the planet as a distraction before they give this up. Nothing is going to cause this to end but genocide. What do you think about that?
You know what? They're psychopaths, so I wouldn't put anything past them. I wouldn't put them dropping in you past them. I wouldn't put anything past these people. Are psychopaths. They get off on war. The George Soros, like the David Rockefellers of the world, who's dead now, thank God. Like, they get off on war. They use war as a means to get the women and children. So, I mean, these people go after, like, children and, like, dogs. I mean, these people are psychopaths. So I wouldn't put anything past them. But I also think that, you know, at the same point in time, these people aren't more powerful than God. They're not God. They think they're God, but they're not God. And let me tell you, God's not happy. This has been going on for way too long, and God is furious. And the one entity that should be more feared than these people, which, and I don't fear them, is God. And let me tell you, God is already starting to unleash his wrath on these people, okay? And God's will cannot be stopped, no matter what they do or how hard they try. I truly do believe that God has a big hand in this. There's, you know, President Trump shouldn't have been elected. Look at all the odds that he went against. Look at all the people that were going up against. Look at all the hate. Like, all the media was against him. All corporate America was against him. All of Hollywood was against him. He had every big machine against him, and he still won. You know, and I truly believe that God stepped in. I believe it's God's will that this stuff will come out. I believe it's God's will that all this craziness that's been kept in darkness to be exposed, which it already is. I mean, the Podesta emails was the beginning of the end, I believe. And these people, you know, they think they're gods, but they're not. And God will have the final say. And it's not going to end well for them. It's not going to end pretty for them. But I understand people that doubt this, because, you know, these people have gotten away with this for so long. So I understand how people, you know, they don't want to get their hopes up, and they've seen, like, the Clinton mafia corruption go on for decades. I mean, I've been covering the Clinton mafia since I was in college. That's been for over 20 years, and it gets very disheartening that these people commit crime after crime after crime. I mean, good Lord, just this week alone, two people that were about to expose the Clintons just dropped dead.
Yeah, I covered
you
that.
You know, they're
exactly.
Still killing people. But I'm telling you, the tide has turned, Trump never should have won, but he did. And, you know, evil doesn't win in the end. It never has. So I do believe that that their time's up and that these people will finally have to face the music. I truly believe that. And I wouldn't be putting myself out there if I didn't, A, believe that to be true, and B, you know, I also believe it because of all the research and all my sources are telling me. And, you know, everything that I've said so far about the sex trafficking and President Trump has come true. You know? So, you know, people just need to have some faith and, you know, and they have to understand that this takes time. I mean, I'd say a minimum one third of our government is filled with pedophiles. That's a lot of people. That is a lot of people. So, you know.
One third? You really think it's that high? Liz, let me stop you there. One third?
Oh, yes, easily. I would say that, dare I even say that that's a conservative number, yes. So what we have going on here is that the elite have strategically put people in positions of power that are pedophiles. They have, like, actively sought out people who are pedophiles. And, you know, I recently did a column talking about Rex Tillerson's recent press conference on sex trafficking. And in that press conference, he talked about how, you know, unfortunately, often there are authority members, such as police officers and members of the military and the FBI, who are pedophiles, and they are involved in the child sex trafficking. Well, I took that bit of information, and I encourage people in this column to watch the Netflix series that's the newest, you know, hit Netflix series. It's called The Keepers. And The Keepers is a docuseries that talks about a pedophile ring that operated in Maryland, you know, a few decades ago. And it was run by a priest at a Catholic high school in Maryland. And he would rape the students in his office. He was the chaplain, and he was also a counselor. And, you know, he would have the girls come in and pretend like he was, you know, counseling them. Well, he was raping them. And what he did is he trafficked them out to other elite members of society. He trafficked them to police officers. He trafficked them to politicians. He trafficked them to business owners. And so if any of the girls came forward and went to the cops, nothing would happen because they were all involved. And if there was a good police officer that wasn't raping these girls and or boys and wasn't a pedophile, they weren't allowed to investigate. They were told to stand down. Now, this happened in Maryland decades ago, okay? And so this was decades ago, and it's only gotten way worse since then. So, you know, I understand it's hard to believe that people in the FBI, that people in the military, that people, you know, police officers and judges could be raping children, but they are. And they operate in these elite pedophile rings, and they're protecting each other. People like Jerry Sandusky, Dennis Hastert, and the Podestas, they operate in rings. They protect each other. They, you know, I really highly encourage people to watch this docuseries because it will connect a lot of dots for people. It'll make people understand how these rings can thrive and flourish and how they can get away with this stuff for decades. And this priest and all the people involved got away with this for decades. And then, if it got so bad where so many victims were coming forward, then they would just transfer the priest to a different school. They wouldn't alert authority members. Like, he faced no justice. He ended up dying, thank God. But, like, he didn't face any justice before he died. And now the victims are finally, years later, getting paid. But, you know, it's no coincidence that there are so many pedophiles in government. They've been put there. And they've been put in these positions of power to protect other elite pedophiles. Like, you know, part of the reason why I'm so passionate about this stuff is because I was a sex crime victim myself. And I learned firsthand that I had basically no criminal rights. When I reported my sex crime, I was laughed at by a detective, by a sex crime detective. He didn't know the laws. He brushed off my sex crime. He mocked me. I mean, I couldn't believe it. You know, rape victims are not treated seriously. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrifying. And I guess that, you know, I had to go through the system to understand firsthand how bad it is to be a good advocate for this stuff and to bring awareness to this kind of stuff. But let me tell you, there are some really bad people in law enforcement that are not doing their jobs, and they're part of the problem. They're protecting pedophiles and or they're pedophiles themselves. It is rampant. And I would say one-third of the government being pedophiles is a very conservative number.
So you mean if we take Congress and just do some math here, you're talking basically about 180 senator and congressmen are somehow tied to this?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
And I will say that I also believe, well, I don't believe, I know, that there are people in Congress who maybe aren't pedophiles, but they've been framed to look like they're pedophiles. So what they do is they set up members of Congress in these honey trap situations where they think they're going to a meeting or whatever. They get drugged and they get thrown in a room with a child, and they make it look like it's a compromising sexual situation, and they take video and they take photos. I mean, that's, you know, that's what Jeffrey Epstein at Epstein's Island was all about. That was just a Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile island is just a CIA operation where they bring in world leaders, they bring in politicians, they bring in powerful people from around the world, they set them up, they get them to, you know, hook up with children. If they're not into hooking up with children, then they drug them and they frame them to look like they're hooking up with children, videotape it, take pictures, and then they have their blackmail, and then they're able to control them their entire careers. You do A, B, or C, you do what I say, or else we're going to release the public these photos and make it seem like you're a pedophile. We also know through Vault 7 that the deep state, the CIA, has the power to plant child porn on someone's computer. Okay? So when I say like one-third of our government, I don't necessarily mean everyone's a pedophile, but some people have been framed to make it look like they're pedophiles, and it's basically like, you do as I say, or else we're going to release this information or these you know, fake staged pictures to make it look like you're a pedophile. It's bad.
Well, yeah, I would say it's bad. I interviewed Nick Bryant about, almost 9 years ago, and he talked about exactly what you're saying here, that in D.C., there was something called the Franklin Building, and this is where photographing went in. And even if these congressmen didn't engage in sex with children, they made it look like they did. And exactly what he said, word for word, and man, was he ever threatened when he came out with his book called The Franklin Scandal.
Yeah, this has been going on for decades. I think it's way more rampant now, and, you know, part of the reason why it's more rampant is because they need the pedophilia to blackmail people, because public has been so desensitized with, you know, extramarital affairs, love children, and that kind of stuff. You know, to take down a politician back in the day, all you had to do was expose that he was, like, sleeping with a prostitute, and, like, that could end his career. That doesn't end a politician's career anymore, okay? So they needed to up the ante. They need more shock value. And so that's why, you know, within the past few decades, the pedophilia came into play, because thankfully our society hasn't gone so far bad that people think it's okay to rape children. Unfortunately, though, the deep state and the left-wing media is working really hard to legalize and normalize pedophilia. I see it every single day, every single day. But thankfully, the public still finds that absolutely outrageous. Hopefully, God willing, always will. So that's why they had to up the ante. That's why they had to, you know, they couldn't just frame someone with drugs and prostitutes anymore. They had to up the ante. So that's when they start throwing children into the mix. But you know, needless to say, these elite pedophile leaders have been raping children as part of a satanic ritual for hundreds of years. You know, these elite families, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, they've been having these creepy, eyes wide shut, you know, Illuminati, like blood drinking, spirit cooking, just cannibalistic, crazy, weird parties forever. If you Google the Rothschild party, just if you just put in Google images Rothschild party, there were some photos leaked from a Rothschild party, like one of their satanic parties from like the 80s, and they have like centerpieces that look like babies are being sacrificed and like dead, like on their table. Like, I mean, these people are freaking crazy. Like, they're insane.
Well, let me ask you a question. Does Liz have a book?
Yes, I have a political romantic thriller called Malice, and you can get it on Amazon. It was inspired by... I worked for a tabloid in 2012 and covered a crazy story involving an alleged sexual affair between Mitt Romney and a prostitute. And I spent a lot of time working on that story in 2012. And so my book is it's fiction inspired by true events. So it involves covering that crazy election. And, yeah, you can check it out on Amazon. It's crazy. It's very XXX, but it got very good reviews, and it's a cautionary tale.
Do I smell another book coming? Because there's just so much that could be brought together.
Yeah, actually, Malice is a trilogy, and so there's going to be two more books in that series, and the next two books are going to cover the 2016 election. It's going to cover the Pedogate stuff, the Podesta emails. Yes. The first book ends as a cliffhanger, so the second book will get into this election, and there will be a character that's based off of President Trump, Hillary Clinton, and they'll talk about my journey, you know, as a sex crime victim, covering this stuff, the Pedogate stuff, and, you know, let me tell you, there's been a lot of horrible, crazy things that have happened to me since I started covering this stuff, and it'll all be covered in the book in detail. Yeah, so two more books to come.
And you have a website, a brand new website, right?
Yeah, it's already up. I'm just getting the finishing touches done. It's LizCrokin.com. It's just my name. And there's already a bunch of stories I've done on the sex trafficking on there. So I encourage people to go there, go to my Twitter, at Liz Crokin. I post every day about sex trafficking and recent, you know, pedophile arrests and what Trump's doing. So, you know, if you want more information, you can find it, you know, on my social media and on my website. And I really encourage people to share that information with other people because, you know, right now, this stuff is real. President Trump is absolutely going after these pedophiles. He's getting to the head of the snake, but it's going to be a lot easier for President Trump and the good leaders in government if the public gets behind them and supports their efforts to save these children and to take down these pedophiles. And so I just really encourage people to spread awareness about this now because I don't want there to be a lot of cognitive dissonance when these big arrests happen because that's just going to make it a lot harder for the good people that are trying to end this. And it's going to be hard for a lot of people not to have cognitive dissonance because this stuff is so hard to believe. But people have to understand that just because this is something that you would never do, that doesn't mean that there aren't evil people out there that do and are doing these things. So I really encourage people to spread awareness and to pray for these children and to do whatever they can to help this cause because you know, as humans, this should be the number one priority for every human being, and that is to protect children. You know, if we can't protect our children, then who are we as a species even if we can't do the most basic thing by helping the helpless children? So,
no, Liz, I agree. I totally agree. Your opinion on a couple of things real quick here. I was told very clearly by a trusted source that at one time they believed that Uma Abedin and Anthony Weiner were both going to turn state's evidence against Hillary Clinton for a number of crimes, including child sex trafficking. Were you aware of that? And if so, what happened to that?
I've heard that, and that wouldn't surprise me. And I think that's still a possibility. I think that I believe that when Hillary Clinton gets arrested, President Trump is not going to, like President Trump, when he talks about ISIS, he says, I would never reveal my plans. I'm not Obama. I'm not going to tell ISIS, like, how I'm going to attack them. I'm not going to tell ISIS where I'm going to bomb them. That's how he's going to operate with this whole Clinton Foundation nonsense and the Clinton corruption. And when I say President Trump, I include Attorney General Jeffrey Sessions. People are just going to wake up one day and something big's going to happen. Hillary Clinton's going to be in jail. She's going to be in cuffs. It's just going to happen one day. So I think that's to be determined. But, you know, I believe that they are staying married. I don't believe that she wants to stay married to him for one second. They are staying married so they don't have to testify against each other.
Exactly.
And I believe that, of course, they're going to throw Hillary Clinton under the bus. I mean, Hillary Clinton has resorted to hawking T-shirts on Twitter, okay? There's a lot of people turning against Hillary Clinton, and you don't have to look too far to see that. You can see that there's some people that were Hillary Clinton allies in the media, people that used to work for her, that have turned on her. And there's good reasoning for that, and that's because people are, at this point, are trying to save their own butts. So I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if Huma and Wiener broker a deal. Of course they will.
That's what I hear, and that's what I kind of think. I want to get into the Scalise thing, but we are out of time. But just real quickly, the man whose ranch, and his name escapes me at the moment, where Scalise was murdered. Is there any truth that there was nefarious stuff going on there and Scalise could have been a participant?
Oh, are you talking about Scalia?
I'm sorry, that's what I meant, Scalia, not Scalise, yes.
Yeah, so,
you know, I
don't know for sure. I first of all, Anthony's, was it Anton Scalia?
Yeah, Anton Scalia.
Okay. Justice Scalia, no question, was murdered. I mean, so obvious. You don't have to be an investigative journalist to figure that out. Okay? Now, there is some speculation that the ranch that he was at, they hold these human hunting parties there.
That's what I heard.
I don't know for sure, and I haven't done enough research, to be honest with you, on that to know if there's any credibility to that. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they do the human hunting parties at this ranch. Now, does that mean that every person that goes to this ranch knows about human parties there or is involved? No, of course not. But
I agree with you. I think Scalia was involved. Liz, I'm so sorry. We're out of time.
Awesome. No,
Liz Crokin, C-R-O-K-I-N, LizCrokin.com, and you're going to be hear a lot more from her. Liz, thanks so much for joining us. You're always a delight.
Thank you so much for having me. You have a great night, and we'll talk soon.
Okay.
Liz Crokin,
Joe Hagman, and my good friend Ted Brower. Thanks so much, guys, for making this show possible. We'll see you back here again next week.